2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Hello, everybody. This is the first Kicker Pod of the 2017 NFL season, brought to you by the DFS Army. I am PV Aaron. You can find me on Twitter, DFS Army PV Aaron. I am here to break down kickers. If you go to DFSArmy.com, you can go online, read up my full kicker breakdown. It has all of my favorite cash plays. It has all of my favorite hybrid type players. But it doesn't really go into my GPP plays. I'm going to use this pod. We're going to talk a little bit about my favorite kicker overall over the entire slate. And then I'm going to break down a little bit of the GPP type picks. If you are in Slack, I suggest you hit me up and we can talk about whatever it is that you need to find that perfect kicker. And if you're not a member of the DFS Army or you're not in Slack, if you're not in Slack and a member, get in Slack. The information that you're going to gain from Slack is worth so much. You need to be in there. If you are not a member of the DFS Army and you want to join, I have a promo code KICKERS. It's with an S at the end, KICKERS. That's going to save you 20% off the lifetime of your membership. That means if you sign up and play for the next 10 years, you're going to save 20%. That 20% is never going to expire as long as your account is active. I like saving money. I hope you like saving money. We're going to help you save money, and we're going to help you become great at different DFS sports, not just NFL. For the NFL, though, which is what we're going to focus on, we're going to focus on our kickers here today. Most people kind of wonder why I got into kickers, and it's because I'm a personal believer that kickers are the position that makes DFS feel like season-long with some fun. I've always enjoyed the kicker, and I think one of the things I like most about it is most people just plug and play the cheapest kicker they can find. They put no thought into it, and that lack of thought that's put into the position can give you a real edge, and in a sport where we're looking for places we can gain edge, I feel that the kicker is a great spot for that. So we're going to start, like I said, with my favorite play. We're going to talk a couple of the GPP plays that I like, but am not, but I haven't done a full write-up on. My goal this season is to have the write-up, go over some of that, bring some of that write-up into the podcast for those of you who don't have the time to read an article, although the article is short, so you should have plenty of time to read about kickers. But for those of you who need it into an audio form, I'm going to bring some here. I'm then going to use the rest of our time to talk about some of those GPP type plays that could be busts, they could be hits, they could be whatever. You know how it is when you're picking for GPP. Sometimes you want to take a little extra risk and get that kicker who's going to score 20 and then is going to score zero the next 4 weeks. You know, so to start, we're going to go with Greg Zuerlein, member of the LA Rams. I am from St. Louis, so I have a hard time not saying St. Louis Rams. So if I say St. Louis Rams going forward, I do apologize, but I've already started this podcast over once because I just said nothing but St. Louis. So anyways, Greg Zuerlein, LA Rams. This is a player who normally is somebody who would have been a GPP type play. The Rams had very little offense ability, but Zuerlein was able to benefit often with him being able to kick 50-yard away field goals, stuff like that. This year, however, I think we're going to see him move a little bit more into somebody we can trust more often. He has shown that he has the ability to kick from distance, and this year he's going to have an offense that most of people in Slack and around the industry do believe is going to be better than it was previous years. If the rest of the season goes to crap, that's fine. All we need to worry about is week one right now. And week one, you have LA Rams at home playing against Indianapolis, with the heart and soul missing from their team. They are missing their center, from their offensive line, which, remember, was not a great offensive line last year. Well, this is the piece that I'm now in Indy, so I get to know this. The piece that was the building block for this offensive line to grow and be stronger and better. So missing that center is going to be really big. And not only are they missing that center, they're also missing Luck. At least for this first game of the season, they're going to be playing 100% luckless, and I'm hoping that leaves them to be awfully unlucky. Anyways, so Zuerlein playing with the Rams. The line has already shifted, making Rams favorite. They're at home. They always play tough that first game of the season. We've got, you know, a good running back in Gurley who is going to be playing against a very subpar defense. We have, you know, we don't know exactly how the quarterback passing situation is going to work out, but the Rams obviously wanted to bring in some talent. They brought in Sammy Watkins to help give them a true wide receiver that they could target to. So I really think that this year we're going to see a stronger LA Rams than we have in years past with the new coaching, with all the changes that have come. So that brings Zuerlein at least into this first week as a definite play. I have him still in the hybrid type ranking because he does still carry the risk of, we don't know exactly what the Rams are going to do. But with that said, he is my favorite kicker of the entire slate. He's the one who is in the most of my lineups. He is the one who I'm trusting quite often. If you want to know about the other kickers that I'm a big fan of, I highly recommend you check out my Kicker's Corner article. You can find it on my Twitter page. You can find it on dfsarmy.com. We've got it out there for you, so hopefully you can read up about all of that. So when it comes to GPP, like I said, I wanted to bring some of this kicker talk into the GPP play because I'm not going to write about it a lot. I want to focus the article on those, you know, those safer choices, the choices that are going to be more likely to hit that 8, 9, 10, 11 points. When it comes to the GPP, though, we want those kickers who have that 20-point upside. And while some of those safer picks still have that 20-point upside, we want to, you know, they also have some safety netting. So this season, or at least not necessarily this season, but this first game of the season, my favorite GPP play is Justin Tucker. His price is pretty much max if you're on the main slate. He is max. He's not max, I don't think, if you have the Monday night game, and I believe McManus is actually 100 more. It might be Gostkowski, who's 100 more. But the point is his price tag's high. And what happens when a kicker has a high price point? They don't tend to get used as much. Tucker is also a kicker who's proven last season and some other seasons that he can kick. He has a great accuracy percentage. He has a great kick from distance. His team uses him. Baltimore is willing to go to him, especially if they're ahead or in a close game. And Baltimore's defense usually helps keep them in a close game, and Baltimore has a decent enough offense to keep them in most games as well. This first game, though, we have a few question marks around the health of Flacco. We have some question marks about this and that. So for me, Justin Tucker at the top price doesn't get the safety netting that you would need for somebody in a cash-type situation. But with that said, Tucker is a kicker who is potentially able to put up 20 points in any week, pretty much. It doesn't take long for him to get some extra points. It doesn't usually take long for him to get a 50-yarder. And if you're doing those things, you're getting those 40s, those 50-yard kicks, you're building points quick. You don't need a ton of them to bring in that high value. So Tucker is definitely somebody we want to think about for that GPP. Again, especially with the fact that that he is at higher price point, and therefore people are going to not play him quite as heavily as they would, say, somebody in that 47 range, 45 range, because they're trying to just fit whatever kicker they can get in. It is also important to note that they are playing Cincinnati. They don't have a really high over-under on this game. They don't have a really high implied total. So he's not somebody that we would really look at and say, ooh, wow, that's kind of sexy. I want to play that. So he kind of falls into that range of good but not going to be cash safe. So we definitely want to keep him in mind for our GPPs. Another one I like for GPPs is Nick Novak from Houston. This is going to be a game where I believe Houston's going to come out. We've got all the hurricane, you know, narrative, and I hate calling the hurricane situation narrative, but for our purposes, that's what we're going to focus on it as, is the narrative there. We have Houston playing at home against Jacksonville. There is question marks around the offense on both of these teams. The over-under on this game right now is sub 40. The implied total for Houston is 22.5. That's almost to the point where we're like, hey, I can live with that. 24 is what we actually look for kickers. So it's not too far off there. But the game total is only looking at 40. But we do have that 5.5 favorite. I do believe that Houston's defense is strong enough to keep Houston in the game against Jacksonville and all of their questions. And that means Nick Novak is going to potentially have the chance to kick some field goals. One thing that we normally don't focus on for field goal kickers is low over-unders, because we want high scoring games. But I have a new theory for GPP. One of the things I'm going to focus on is actually looking at those super low over-under games, because those super low over-under games tend to become field goal battles. And while it's garbage for any other contest, what it does give us is it gives us a great potential of 3, 4, 5 field goals being kicked by that kicker. It also has the great potential of 1 or 2 field goals being kicked, maybe 1 extra point, giving us a very, very low floor. But that's why these are GPP plays. These are plays that you're going to put in those mass multi-entering systems. These are plays that you're going to put in that, you know, $1 million contest. These are plays that are going to be a stretch, but if they go off, you're looking at a good chance at winning. If they bust, well, that's the chance we take when we're trying to play for first place sometimes. So Nick Novak falls into my second GPP play. I do have some other plays that I really like, but I'm going to hold off on those for Slack. If you want to talk about them, hit me up, PV Aaron, just at me in the thing, in the Slack chat. We'll go over anybody. We can go over every kicker. Even if I don't talk about them, I'm happy to talk about why I didn't go there. There are other kickers who have high over-unders that I'm not even mentioning in my write-ups or in my podcast here. For some of them, there's a reason. For some of them, it's just because I don't feel that kicker. So if you want to hit me up and talk about it more in depth, I'm more than happy to. And don't forget, I do all of this so early in the week so that I can focus on some of the other stuff I have coming later in the week. Because they are kickers, the research doesn't need to take that long. A lot of things can change. So keep an eye out for game totals that are having, you know, that those Vegas lines that are drastically changing. If the Vegas line is drastically changing and you have the kicker and that team's no longer favored, you know, it might be worth switching kickers to an alternate. So keep an eye on those. Keep an eye on Slack chat. If you don't want to do it on your own, we usually post them a couple times throughout the week with Slack. Just for those, you know, keeping track with those things. One thing I will point out before I get too far gone, I would like to point out that in Carolina, we still have a kicker controversy going right now. We don't know who the Carolina Panthers are going to start as their starting kicker. So this means that even though we have Carolina against San Francisco, they're on the road. I'm not really a big fan of either Carolina kicker in this situation as it is, but with the fact that we have two kickers and we actually don't know who's going to be kicking, it's probably a safe bet to completely just skip that unless we get good word early. And honestly, if we have this many questions, I have a feeling it's because neither kicker are ones that we're going to claim for accuracy. Gano, for example, is known for missing big kicks for important moments, and then we have a new guy who is apparently giving Gano a run for his money, but not enough so that the Carolina Panthers are able to give you a sure lockdown on that one. So I appreciate you turning in for our first NFL kicker podcast. of the season. My plan is to have these out every Wednesday, maybe Thursday. It depends on also how long it takes to get edited, because I record the pod and then send it to our great in-house editor who does all of our editing for me. But the plan is to have these out Wednesday, maybe Thursday. I focus on the main slate, so obviously that is going to leave, does leave a lot of games off the table sometimes. So again, hit me up on Slack or Twitter, DFS Army, PV Aaron, or PV Aaron and Slack, and we can go over, that Thursday night or the Monday night games. If you're playing the Thursday night game, my favorite pick from the Thursday night game is going to be Gostkowski. I think you're going to find that he's going to have a pretty solid game to open the season. Again, if you would like to join the DFS Army, use promo code KICKERS, again with an S, and we will save you 20% off as long as your membership is active. I look forward to talking to you again.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today and get two free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.